We're so glad to have you tuning in with our Bible study today. My name is Richard Massey, and I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ. We're located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. Our study today is going to come from the Old Testament book of 1 Kings. We're going to be reading about Elijah and how God took care of Elijah. And the title of our lesson today is God's Care for the Righteous. If you'll live a righteous life, God will take care of you. This is a theme that runs throughout the pages of the Bible. God makes promises to take care of the righteous. In Deuteronomy 28, before the children of Israel went into the land of promise, God said this to them in verse 1 of Deuteronomy 28, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe all and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, in the increase of thy cows, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the Lord thy God shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways." God makes promises all the way through the Bible to take care of his people. He is a heavenly father, and he loves his children very, very much. Now, that was promises made in the Old Testament. But what about some promises in the New Testament? Are there any promises there? Well, certainly. In 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse number 10, the Bible says, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Yes, there's promises all the way through the Bible that God is going to take care of the righteous. And that's a wonderful, wonderful blessing. That's a motivation for you and I to follow God. Now, in our lesson today, as we talk about God caring for the righteous, now we've read some promises of God, promises that he would take care of the righteous. Now, did he actually do that? Well, certainly he did, and we're going to study about Elijah for a little while today. 1 Kings 17, we hear of a great prophet of God named Elijah. Now, what faithful person does not like Elijah the prophet? He stood against the popular false doctrines of idolatry. He thought he stood alone, which makes it even more courageous. He wasn't alone, but he thought he was alone. In 1 Kings 19 and verse 14, "And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord thy God, for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy commandments, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away." Elijah thought he was the only one left standing for God. But God let him know in 1 Kings 19 and verse 18, God says, "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." But Elijah was a great man. He thought he was fighting these prophets alone, but he wasn't. But God did care for him, and that's what we're going to study about today, so that you and I will realize if we're righteous people and we follow God's will, God's going to take care of us, and that'll take the worry and the anxiety out of life. If we'll be faithful to God, God will be faithful to us, so that we don't have to worry about things. Now, we just learn of Elijah beginning in 1 Kings 17, so that's where we're going to be reading now. "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab," and by the way, he's a very wicked king, and his wife Jezebel is a very wicked queen. "And he said, 'As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word.' And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, 'Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith,'" that is, before Jordan. And so the announcement that it was not going to rain, there was not going to be any dew, and the Bible tells us very clearly in James 5 and verse 17 that Elijah prayed that it not rain, and it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. So the chapters of 1 Kings 17 and 18 cover 3.5 years. And God answered his prayer. And so there was no rain for 3.5 years. And we're talking about the righteous. And we want to make a point right off the bat that God answers the prayers of the righteous. And that's what James chapter 5 is talking about. We should pray to God. Why? Because God will answer those prayers. God takes care of his people. If you will obey God, God will take care of you. We have a song in our songbook that has that very theme. God will take care of you in every way and all the day. And in James 5 and 15, it says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you have committed any sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one with another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elijah was a man subject to passions like we are. "And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit." Now, God answers the prayer of the righteous. Isn't that beautiful? And this is the care that God gives the righteous. Now, it didn't rain. So what happened to the prophet? Didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. What happened to him? Well, God took care of him. Going back to 1 Kings 17, it says in verse 4, "And it shall come to pass, thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went, Elijah went, as God told him to go, and did according to the word of the Lord. That's what a righteous person does. He does according to the word of the Lord. "For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith," that is, before Jordan. "And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook." So there was going to be a drought. There wasn't going to be any crops. What happened to the righteous man? God gave him water from the brook, and God gave him food by letting these ravens bring him food. I've often wondered, where did the ravens get the food? I wonder if they got the food from the king's table. I've always wondered that. We don't know, of course. But you know, the Bible says in Psalm 23 and verse 5 that God will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We know that Elijah did not starve. He had food and he had water. And so the message is, God takes care of the righteous. Now we have in our Bible, in the New Testament, these words from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6. It says this, beginning in verse number 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, that's who fed Elijah with the fowls of the air. But he says, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? In other words, if God will take care of the little birds who aren't valuable at all compared to a human being, if God will take care of the lesser of his creation, won't he also take care of the greater? He says in verse 27 of Matthew 6, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? In other words, we need to trust in God. God takes care of the flowers of the field. They're here today, they're wilted tomorrow, but God arrays them in great beauty. And if God cares for the birds, and God cares for the flowers, you're of greater value than they. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or, witherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Your Father's created you. He knows you need these things. But notice Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God cares for you. That's what our study is about today. God is going to take care of the righteous. If you will obey him and be loyal and faithful to him, God is going to provide for you all the things that you need. And listen to Romans chapter 8. What a powerful and comforting passage we have in Romans chapter 8. And beginning in verse 31, listen to what God says to his people. What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or in nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Beloved, there is nothing that exists in this world that can separate us from God's love. Nothing. Not even the devil. God supplied the water for Elijah. God provided the bread and the food for Elijah. God sent him to that place, and Elijah obeyed, and God took care of him. Now that's what God wants you to see in this passage. God wants you to see that he's going to take care of you. That's exactly what he wants you to see. Now the psalmist said this in the long ago, in Psalm 37 and verse 25. He says, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. What is he saying there? God takes care of the righteous. And so Elijah wasn't begging bread. Elijah was being taken care of by God because he was an obedient man. But when the water ran out, verse 7, it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. No rain. Water has to run in the streams for the brook to have water, but it had not rained. And so that's evidence of the fact that there wasn't any rain. The brook dried up. But notice what God says to Elijah. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. I've commanded a widow woman there. You go to Zidon. Do you know that the king of Israel was named Ahab, and he married a woman named Jezebel? Do you know where Jezebel came from? She came from Sidon. God is sending Elijah to the same place where the queen of Israel came from, and she's a big idolater. She loves Baal. And so God is sending Elijah to the country of Baal to take care of him. And the people in Israel who were worshiping Baal, they were not being taken care of. They had a famine in the land. It was powder dry, and they had no crops. They were running out of water for even the animals, we learn in 1 Kings 18. Now, the righteous man obeyed God. Verse 10, so he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Boy, he was thirsty. No water. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Now this widow woman said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it. In other words, I'm going to fix a little bread for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. It's our last food, a handful of meal. That's all we've got. So here was a widow and a fatherless child. And those are two people that God cares for very much. The Bible says in James 1 and 27 that pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is that we visit the fatherless and the widow in the time of their affliction. Well, this was a time of affliction, wasn't it? And to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Well, he went to the widow. She was about to eat her last morsel of bread, but she had to trust in God. And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son." You make one for me first, for the man of God. And you obey God's word, and you give something else to someone else. Then you make you one. "For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And so God took care of the righteous. He took care of the widow and the fatherless and the prophet. Elijah trusted in God. He had already been fed by the ravens. The widow obeyed, and she was fed many days. God has performed some miracles to feed people. In Matthew 14, there was a miracle performed there of the feeding of the multitude. In Numbers 20, verses 7 through 11, Moses struck a rock and brought water out of the rock. That was a miracle. Water gushed out of that rock, and the people drank. In Exodus 16, God rains down bread from heaven, he said. Yes, that was a miracle too. He did that for 40 years. What is that telling us? God cares for the righteous. God has done many things with miracles. And he has shown us that he will take care of the righteous. But you know, God doesn't need miracles to do wonderful things. God can take care of us without miracles. We read in the book of Ruth about a woman named Naomi. She left her country, went to Moab. There her husband died, and her two sons died. How is she ever going to have grandchildren? How is she ever going to enjoy her old age? Her husband died, her two sons died. But she had a daughter-in-law named Ruth, and Ruth married Boaz. And Ruth and Boaz had a little son. And that all happened without a miracle, and she was very comforted. Jesus dying on the cross, that was not a miracle. He died a death. He died a death there. It's a wonderful thing. But it died according to natural causes there. And so God has provided many, many blessings without miracles. If we pray for rain and God sends rain, that's not a miracle. God can use his natural laws. When something goes beyond natural law, that's a miracle. The raising of the dead son in the end of this chapter, that was a miracle. And in the time, all the graves will be opened. There's going to be a great resurrection of the dead at the end of time. That's going to be a miracle. But God doesn't have to use miracles. God can use the natural process of things to bring blessings our way. Our lesson today has been that God takes care of the righteous. He does. He took care of Elijah. Elijah was a brave man. He faced the evil king Ahab and the evil queen Jezebel. That took courage. And there was a great famine in the land. What happened to Elijah? Nothing. He ate. And the widow woman ate, and the widow's son ate. God takes care of the righteous. You know, God's going to take care of you. He has promises that his eyes are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their supplications. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 3 and verse number 12. Thank you for listening today for this lesson, and take it to heart. Live a righteous life. Live righteously, because God will take care of you if you do. Many, many promises in the Bible of God's providential care. Thank you for tuning in today. This has been Richard Massey from the Windmill Church of Christ. Please look up our website and at windmillcoc.org, and you can find more materials and more lessons there. Thank you, and we bid you good day.